Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Welcome back to the program. Yeah, we're here. Of course we are. Time for another hour of stellar programming. We're getting things going here once again with more of the Bucket Strategy Investing program. That's why you're tuned in, right? I'm Johnny Dean, imparting to you the best in money strategies and money information. Professor Rick Plum, of course, here with me, as always, from Lucia Capital Group. Rick is our brain trust advisor. We've got a lot more topics to cover this hour. Perhaps we'll get to that Roth conversion strategy. We'd like to get to that, but we'll also take your emails and your phone calls, which is what we do for most of the hour. If you've got a money question of any kind, you can take part in the discussion. Here's what you do. You call us right now. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. If you do want to add to the stack of emails that we hope to read on the show this hour, you just go over to wealthed.com, our website, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. Click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Send it to us here in the studio. Professor Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner, returns this hour courtesy of the wonderful people at Lucia Capital Group. We do try on this program to deliver to you the best in money strategies, strategies that we believe are right for you, ones that could help you get through retirement. That's our goal. If you need to talk to an advisor off the air, they've got goals too, and they want to help you out. You can always call Professor Rick Plum or anyone at Lucia Capital Group. Their off-air number, 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150, the off-air number. You need to call the Brain Trust Advisors because I tell you what, trying to do all this stuff yourself is quite frankly foolish. You need to find out if your individual retirement goals and needs are being met, and that's how you do it. With access to a network of Brain Trust Advisors across the country, Lucia Capital Group will help you out. That's why they're there. Again, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Now, I started to talk a little bit, and we're going to take a couple of calls here in just a moment, Professor Plum, but getting onto the Roth conversions, one of the biggest helps, I think, was the fact that they got rid of the income limits way back in 2010 for those who were able to do a Roth conversion.
Well, it opened it up a lot to people, a lot of people who couldn't do conversions.
Yeah.
Well, it couldn't even do contributions. You know, could then do the conversions, and they could get some money in Roth IRAs.
Yeah, and back then, it was $100,000 if you made...
Before 2010.
Yeah, I guess that was AGI, just a gross income of $100,000. And that was true if you were married or single.
Yep.
Either one. So if you were a single person, you had a whole lot more income you could make. I still don't know why they did that, but they did.
It was just a number they put on there.
Yeah, and so anyway, it opened the door for more, certainly more strategies. And... So we're going to talk about that coming up in just a little bit. But we do have some calls to get to. 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Let's head out this first hour to Columbus, Ohio. We'll talk with Joe up next. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
How can we help you today?
Well, I have always heard that, of course, Roths can be withdrawn tax-free at retirement. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, that tax-free status could be passed on to heirs.
Yes.
However, recently I've been told or read somewhere that the heirs have to cash these Roths in within a designated period of time in order to enjoy that tax-free status. Could you comment on that?
Yeah, sure, I can. That may be something that's been proposed. There has been the proposal to remove the stretch capability from any IRA for a beneficiary, and that any non-spouse beneficiary would only have 5 years to withdraw all the money or face stiff penalties. But none of the proposals that have gone through so far or have been talked about so far, A, have passed, and none of them have talked about taking away the tax-free status of the Roth IRA. At least they haven't talked about it yet. So that probably is more from an email blog. There's somebody's trying to scare you into doing something. But they have talked about getting rid of the ability to stretch out a Roth IRA for a beneficiary or a traditional IRA. But they have not yet, at least not seriously, talked about getting rid of the tax-free status for the Roth IRA. And so I'm not going to go along with that yet, no.
Okay, so as it is now, there is no five-year period during which the heirs would have to cash this in order to enjoy tax-free status?
There is the 1 5-year period that if you are a non-spouse beneficiary and the owner of you do not start your required minimum distributions, if you're the beneficiary, non-spouse beneficiary, and you do not start your required minimum distributions in the year after the year of death, you've got a 5-year time horizon. But as long as you start your required minimum distributions at the right time in the first year that they're required, year after year of death, you can stretch it out of your life expectancy.
I see. Okay. So it is important to get that RMD established within the first year after death.
Right. But that's still, they haven't done anything, and I have not heard any discussions on changing the taxability of any distribution from a Roth IRA, whether it be for the owner or for the beneficiary. And if the owner of it was getting tax-free income because the owner of it had it for at least 5 years and was 59.5, then it's going to be tax-free for the heirs, at least under everything we've heard of today. Current law, definitely.
Even the non-spousal.
Even the non-spousal.
But he has to do the RMD within the first year in order to enjoy that.
To enjoy the stretch capability, the Roth IRA has to, the beneficiary has to start the required minimum distribution. We're talking about a non-spousal beneficiary. They have to start their required minimum distribution from that inherited IRA the year after the year the owner of it died.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your help, and I thank you.
All right, Joe. Thank you for the call. Yeah, we talk about this occasionally during RMD. We don't think a whole lot about them as far as Roth IRAs are concerned.
Well, and a lot of people, you know, they know that there's no required minimum distribution for me, the owner of the Roth IRA. I can pass it to my spouse, and they, as a spouse, can roll it into their name, and there's no required minimum distribution for them, spousal beneficiary. Mm-hmm. But there is a required minimum distribution for a non-spouse beneficiary, and that they fall under the exact same rules, basically, as a traditional IRA. Start the required minimum distribution the year after the year of death. Base it on the beneficiary's age in that year, the life expectancy the IRS gives us for them, and then do the exact same calculation to reduce the life expectancy by one every year. But they do have a required minimum distribution starting in that year after death. And if you miss it, then you've got a 5-year time horizon. If I had somebody that passed away last year and left me their Roth IRA, assuming it's been 5 years, everything's kosher that way, and I do not take my required minimum distribution this year, 2016. This was my first year. Person died last year. 2017, I've got to take it all out in the next 3 years after that, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Right. Now, you don't have to do anything until that 5 years is
until
up.
The fifth year.
You can leave it sit there, but.
But I don't have the ability to stretch it out over 20, 30 years where I may not want to. I may want to have some tax-free money a little bit later on.
Well, I had a question once that somebody said, well, why wouldn't you just take all the money out of a Roth IRA? I mean, if you inherited a Roth IRA, it's not going to be any tax. There are no tax consequences to you.
Well, the answer to that actually depends on the size of the Roth IRA. If it's $5,000, yeah, I'll probably take it all out.
Mm-hmm.
Even $10,000, $20,000, I'll probably take it all out.
If it's
$200,000, $300,000, I'm going to probably take the required minimums and let that grow towards my retirement so that I have a source of tax-free capability.
Mm-hmm.
when I'm also doubling up on my Social Security, hopefully, you know, not getting as much taxation there, I've got more income from other sources.
So now when we talk about taking a required minimum distribution out of a Roth IRA, the only thing that it really means is taking it out from underneath the Roth umbrella.
Right. It doesn't mean selling anything. It doesn't
No.
mean it. I could take out the stock, the security, the bond, whatever the case may
mm-hmm.
be. I just have to take out something of value, whether it be cash or securities, of the appropriate amount of value mm-hmm. to satisfy the required minimum distribution. I don't have to spend it, although most beneficiaries do.
And that's the same thing with a traditional IRA. When you have a traditional IRA and you take a required minimum distribution out of that, the only thing you're doing is removing the traditional IRA umbrella. Now, the difference with a traditional IRA is that once it is out from underneath that traditional IRA umbrella, to use that term, you are required to pay taxes on that amount.
Right.
It doesn't mean that anything else has to change.
The whole idea of the required minimum distribution for the beneficiary of a Roth IRA is that the government doesn't want successive generations building up pools and just giant accounts of tax-free money, you know, 100 years from now, having $100 million in a Roth IRA. They don't want that to happen. It is for the benefit of the owner, and they're letting the beneficiary take it out over a period of time, but they want to get it all out at some point so it gets back into the world of taxable potential investments or spent.
Yeah, what it does is it prevents these giant, quasi aristocracies where you wind up
free money,
where you have taxes or not, I'm not sure that necessarily matters. The whole idea is that you don't have somebody five generations down, you know, with $100 million worth of stock in something, and you wind up you wind up with Rockefeller type aristocracies is the word that I'm coming up with
right.
on this.
They don't want to give you the ability to basically thumb your nose at the government.
Well, you're saving in perpetuity, and I think in many cases, it doesn't have anything to do with taxes because those taxes don't matter. But what does matter, I guess, I think in their minds, is that we don't create these generations of six generations down, all of a sudden somebody inheriting $300 million. All right, 877-PLANNER, we're going to get to more of your questions. Hey, we've got lines open. Give us a call right now. Brain Trust standing by. Otherwise, we talk to ourselves, and nobody wants that. 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming right back.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment, and I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV.
Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
PLANNER, PLANNER, get on board. We do have lines open for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing. Also emails at wealtheds.com, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealtheds.com. Just got this one in from Neil in Arizona, somewhere, maybe Phoenix, who says, okay, Plumster. That's you, by the way.
I think he's been listening for a while.
I think so. He says, okay, Plumster, you were discussing bonds the other day. So I pulled some of my old EE bonds out to check them. I have some that are hitting their 30-year point. They show to be worth more than the face value. I thought you said they hit the face value at the 30-year mark and had no continued growth? Question mark. What's the story? Also, just as a side note, big thank you, he says, to you and Chris for helping me to get set up to meet my retirement at 55 goal. Been retired for a year and a half and living it.
Or loving it.
Well, he said living it, but that's fine. Maybe he's living and loving it. Second, also, you mentioned being a motorcycle guy and a garage rat with garage treasures. Love to hear more about that. I fall in the same category. Thank you very much for a great show and tons of super information. As John always says, it's truly the best financial show there is. Well, that I do say, and I happen to believe
that. Thank you, Neil.
Thank you, Neil. All right, so let's talk.
The garage treasures will have to come at a different time. I do enjoy
it. All right, well, we'll hold those for a second.
But so what's the story of the EE bonds?
EE bonds. Now, his question, if you missed it, was folks watching and listening. He says that the ones he says show that they're worth more than the face value. He had thought you said they hit the face value at the 30-year mark and had no continued growth. We did talk about this last week.
We did, and I talked about two maturity dates. One was original maturity, and one was final maturity. They are designed to reach original maturity, and that's where they, because you buy them at half their face value. A $1,000 bond, you buy at $500. A $100 bond, you buy at $50. They're designed to equal their original maturity over a specific period of time. Older bonds, it was like 10 years or 8 years, sometimes 12 years. So they were paying 5, 6, 7%. Now the bond, I think it's 20 years to reach their original maturity. That's not their final maturity, though, because original maturity right now, I think, is set at 20 years. So they are designed to double over a 20-year period of time. But that doesn't mean they're going to stop earning. And I mentioned last time we were talking about it, once they hit original maturity, they then go and look at what newly issued EE bonds are paying, and they take on that rate of return for the next series of years, basically the years between original maturity, where the cash value equals the face amount, and their final maturity, 30 years.
So usually between years 20 and 30. That's when
it used to be between years 12 and 30. You know, so it all depends on when your bonds were purchased. Some of his older bonds, the ones he bought 30 years ago, probably had a very nice guarantee rate of return to begin with, probably a 6% rate of return to begin with. It doubled after 12 years or so. And then he's been earning 4% ever since then. So he's been doing a pretty good job. So yes, the face amount's going to be higher, the cash value is going to be higher than the face amount. That doesn't happen with newly issued bonds anymore because they just, at least not for 20 years. And then they may grow a little bit after that. But there is an original maturity. Original maturity is where the cash value equals the face amount. And there's a final maturity. That's when they stop earning interest altogether.
Right.
And that's set at 30 years right now.
All right, so you buy a double E bond for $50. In 20 years, it's now worth $100, which is the face amount. You could cash it in at that point. Or if you hold on to it, it's going to take on whatever the characteristics of those. What is it looking at that point? I mean,
newly issued double E's.
Okay, so newly issued double E's. Now, of course, I imagine if you've had it for 20 years, it was paying a whole lot more.
Yeah, newly issued double E's are paying, I think, 0.27 or something, very on the low side of life.
Right. So now, do they change every year? Do they change every quarter?
Double E bonds and even I bonds change their potential earnings rate every 6 months. So there's a new rate issued in May and a new rate issued in November. Your bond will get the new rate in its anniversary So if you bought the bond in June, you don't get the new rate starting in May. You get the new rate starting in June on the anniversary or the semi-annual anniversary of your bond going forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not like it changes during the... You have to wait until the anniversary date.
You do wait for your semi-annual anniversary date. So for a while there, people were earning more because the rates were coming down, and they were thinking, well, my bond's still earning X, and then they got to their anniversary, and now my bond's not earning X anymore.
Now, what if you have some of those old bonds that they don't even make anymore?
Those have all stopped running.
They're already
earn anything.
Past their 30 years?
Oh, yeah. The only thing that's out there right now are double E's, and they were issued starting more than 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So you either have double E's or I's that are currently earning interest rate.
Okay, there
are
so still the old some double H's.
The double H's, there are still some of those earning interest. But once they hit and double H's only lasted for 20 years.
Okay, so what, their final maturity was only 20 years.
Right, well, but they didn't have the same issue because they paid out.
You would actually get paid for those.
Every 6 months, you got an interest payment.
Right, and so at the end of the term,
you just stop getting the interest payment.
You stop getting interest payment, and then
you need
you're
to cash them in.
Foolish if you don't cash them in because you can get the original face amount back.
Right, and so double H's were a little bit different animal. But yeah, the old E bonds, those haven't been issued for a long time.
I guess it's been probably more than 40 years at that point.
Very right? much so, yes.
I had a couple of those.
You were 12 or 11.
Well, when I was born, I think.
Okay, when you were born.
When they did that, right. And I cashed those in probably 20, 25 years ago. But things are a little bit different. It can be a little confusing sometimes because if you have a double E bond that you bought, say, in 1990, and they were paying, 4.5%, something like that back then.
In 1990, they were paying a lot more than that.
Oh, well, they were paying. If you have bonds that were earning a whole lot more interest, trying to figure out how much, they're paying, even though you don't actually get a check, how much they're worth at a certain point.
It's not that hard, actually. You can go on to treasurydirect.gov, and you can put in, there's a little thing that says, how much is my bond worth? You put in you can get as carried away as putting in the serial number, but you could also just put in the day it was issued and the face amount, and it'll tell you what it's worth right now, what it's paying, and
why? Because, I've had this, let's say I've had this bond for 18 years, and I bought it 18 years ago. I want to know what it's worth right now. I know it's not worth the face value yet, but how close is it? And after, 17, 18 years, it still may look like it's not as close to the face value as you would think.
Well, and the ones that were issued 17, 18 years ago probably all have met their face amount because 17, 18 years ago, they were paying a reasonable rate of return.
Yeah.
Now, it's only been in the last 4 or 5 years that they just chopped the rate of return down to nothing and put that 20-year in. I don't know when the 20-year bond started working, the 20-year original maturity. I'd have to look that up. But you can find out very quickly. If you have double E bonds or I bonds, you can go online and just put in, I bought it in June, it was a $100 bond, it was a Series I or a Series EE, and it'll tell you, that bond is now worth X amount of dollars, and its current earnings rate is X percent. And you can say, well, do I want to keep it for that? And so, but you just, it's not hard. It's not hard. You can do it. Even you, with your computer skills.
I'm leading you into just answering these questions. I know it's not hard. I've actually done it myself many times
at
Treasury Direct. I think you should too. It's quite a helpful tool.
And understanding what you actually have can help you determine whether it's working the way you thought it should for what you're trying to accomplish. And a lot of people, they bought these bonds to help pay for education. And then they found out that they don't qualify for the education exclusion because they bought them in the name of the child that was in school or
so
that was expected to go to school. It doesn't work that way. the owner of the bond had to be at least 24 years of age at issue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so there's a lot of little things that you have to make sure that work for you and your situation.
That's right. Okay, 877-PLANNER. We'll take some of your calls when we get back. We got a little bit of room on the phone. In fact, we do. I've got three lines open right now. Give us a call with whatever money issue, money question, money comment you have. Professor Plum will also tell us what's in his garage. 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Plum from Lucia Capital Group. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Planner Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. We are taking your calls at Bucket Strategy Investing. We got a few more emails to get to as well. If you want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. We'll try to get to at least one, maybe two, before the top of the hour. Some trivia coming up as well in just a little bit, and what's coming up on this program tomorrow. A lot of strategy still to discuss before we get to the top of the hour. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Craig, Atlanta, Georgia, is next. Hello, Craig.
Hi there.
How can we help you today?
So, here's my question. I've had a Roth IRA for about 8 years with an advisor, and 2 years ago, I also opened a taxable account. And I think this is more of an oversight, but for the, you know, initially the advisor fees were coming out of the Roth. When I opened the taxable account, instead of shifting the fees coming from the taxable account, they've continued to be drawn from the Roth. So
they were drawing it.
Years it's been.
So Craig, they were taking the management fees of the personal account out of the Roth account?
No. They were taking the management fees of the Roth account from the Roth.
Okay.
When I opened a personal account, I believe that we should have shifted the Roth fees to the personal account so that it's not a deduction from the Roth, but I'm not taking money out of the Roth. I'm not cutting my own throat.
But it's a fee of the Roth IRA. The Roth IRA incurred the fee.
Yes, but you can pay for the fee from a personal account. It doesn't have to come from the Roth.
Right, but there's there's a movement to stop that too, because it actually is an additional contribution to the Roth, is what the federal government's saying, because it is an expense of the Roth, and for me to be able to pay those expenses is like me adding money to the Roth IRA to pay the Roth's fees. But right now they do allow you to bill for it. So you're asking, will they reverse it, or how they're going to reverse it?
Is there a system where I can reverse it?
There's no system at the federal tax level. There would only be a system potentially at the account level. If the company that you work for is willing to reimburse the fees into the Roth IRA, however it works, if they have a system,
This is not with the company. This is all personal account.
Well, but I'm talking about the custodian, the IRA custodian, okay. the holder, the company that's holding the accounts. I'm not talking about your employer. This is not a federal question. This is not a tax question. This is how can you get the company that currently holds the accounts to do what you want them to do? And if they don't have a system in place to do it, it's not going to get done.
Okay. I was trying to find out how to, you know, report to the IRS a reversal of the advisor fees. When I talked to Fidelity, you know, they said the only way they can report is either as a contribution or as a 60-day rollover. Fidelity didn't seem to have a method in place to say, no, reverse the IRA fees and then just take the money from my personal account, which, you know, over the past 2 years has been nearly $4,000 between mine and my wife's account.
Right, and it sounds like they're, because it's not going to be a contribution, because it's not a contribution, right? That's not what you're looking to do. You don't want...
No.
Unless they're the ones contributing the money. But so it's either going to show up as a contribution, and that's kind of the way the federal government looks at it too, or although they do allow you to bill on the separate side going forward. I've never seen any way to do it reversal unless the company can figure out a way to do it from the internal side, and it sounds like they're not willing to do that.
Okay. All right, that's what I wanted to sort of touch base on and find
out
Craig. If there was some sort of method in place. Thank you.
All right, Craig. But thank you for the call.
But there is the thought process from the IRS standpoint that if fees created by the investments within a Roth IRA should be paid by the Roth IRA. Otherwise, it is actually an additional contribution.
And if you're up over the contribution limits, you're going to exceed that.
Right. I mean, so it's if I've already put my $6,500 in, or if I'm not working, or I'm over the AGI limit,
whatever,
and I can't do that, they're saying that we should not be able to, on a personal side, pay the fees of the Roth IRA because that is basically the same thing as an additional contribution. Now, they will let you do it if you set it up going in advance and going future, but they don't let you come back and do it after the fact.
Now, explain what his issue was for people just tuning in, because
he has a Roth IRA, and with ex-custodian, and he is paying an advisor 1% or whatever, an asset management fee to manage the account every year. That's not uncommon. He has opened, and he's had that for about 8 or 9 years, and then recently he's opened another account with the same mutual fund company, and this is a personal account. And so he wanted to have them pay the ongoing IRA fee from his personal account so that the personal account, so that the Roth IRA wasn't being diluted, drained, whatever you want to call it, by the internal fee. More money was staying in the Roth IRA.
And more money going to work for him.
And more money being staying in the tax-free environment rather than in his personal account. If you wanted one or the other one to grow, you'd want the Roth to grow more than the personal account. I mean, if you're going to pay the fee, he's fine with the fee. He just wanted it to come from his personal account rather than from the Roth IRA.
Right.
But they didn't do that when they set it up, and so he wants to go back to day one, maybe 2 or 3 years that they've been taking the money out, maybe four, and say, well, put the money back in the Roth IRA that you took out for the fees and take it out of my personal account to pay for it. Well, from the IRS's standpoint, that's an additional contribution.
Yeah.
And they don't like to see that. And so the company that he's working for doesn't have a system in place, and I haven't seen many that do.
Where they can actually...
I haven't seen any that can, but that doesn't mean that one doesn't exist.
Well, it's just they haven't put their efforts toward that, I think, is what we're saying.
So, and maybe he can get them to do it going forward, but they can't get them to do it in arrears and replace the money.
877-PLANNER, some room on the phones, 877-752-6637, emails at wealthed.com, our website. Roger in Sausalito, California. We maxed out our 401k. We don't use anything else on a tax-deferred basis. We both end up paying huge amounts of taxes every year. Is there any other way to save some funds to reduce our tax liabilities? Does some kind of cash value life insurance policy work for us? Or maybe an annuity? Neither one of us is self-employed. An option to withdraw the funds when we need them would be preferable. So, a lot of questions here from Roger.
Well, from a tax-deductible standpoint of the contribution, a non-qualified personal annuity doesn't work. A life insurance policy doesn't work. The potential earnings within the accounts are tax-deferred, but they don't help you with your immediate tax situation. If you're trying to reduce your taxes now, you're doing the right thing by contributing as much as you can on a pre-tax basis to the accounts at work. But then, are there other pre-tax contributions available to you? And the answer for retirement is no. The only thing that you could potentially do at this point is look for investments that would potentially give you some tax savings. And you have to evaluate them on two sides. One is, how much of a tax savings am I getting? And B, is it a viable option to begin with, a viable investment to begin with? Am I even going to get my own money back? What's my rate of return? Sure, I can get an investment that saves me some taxes today, but if I don't get my money back from it, or I don't get very much money back from it, it didn't really help me that much. Sure, I saved taxes, but I lost money. So there are, potential different programs out there that give you tax deductions for the investment. But understand the investment that you're getting into. It's going to be long-term in nature. It's going to be volatile in nature. It's going to have movement one way or the other. You've got to evaluate the investment from the investment level, not just the tax level. So there are no more deductible contributions unless you want to change your insurance to an HSA and work off of that. But then that may or may not be in your best advantage or best choice. So you don't have any other retirement plan tax deferred options. You said you were not self-employed, so the only thing available is through work. If you're paying that much in taxes, it's unlikely that you're under the threshold for a deductible traditional IRA, since both of you have plans at work. So no, you don't have any other deductible options. Unfortunately, you're going to pay taxes, and you still should be saving elsewhere. You're just not going to Save as much as you want because you have to pay the taxes.
Now, again, they asked about, you know, life insurance, cash value life insurance, annuities. Now,
well, if I put $10,000 into an annuity, it doesn't change my current income tax situation in any way, shape, or form. It's not a deductible expense. It's like when we get questions, can I give my kid $10,000 and write it off my tax return? No, it's not a tax deductible expense. It's not a tax deductible contribution. The money that, now if I do put $10,000 into an annuity and it grows from here forward, that growth is not currently taxable in the year that it's growing. Mm-hmm. It's only taxable when I want to take the money out, and then I get to pay the tax on it. Now, he also mentioned he wanted to have access to the money. And if you want access to the money prior to 59 and a half, it's not going to happen very easily from an annuity, because when that becomes a taxable event, if you're under 59 and a half, taking money out of an annuity also has a 10% federal premature distribution penalty, much like your IRAs and 401ks. The life insurance, it depends on how old you are now. There is no deduction for putting the money in. The money within the cash value of the life insurance is shielded from current taxation. And if you do it right in retirement, you can take money out of a life insurance policy on a tax-favored basis, but you have to do it right. But that's in the future. That's not helping you today.
No, that now, doesn't reduce your bill
now. It may actually
now.
Make sense. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's not going to help you today. Now, the other side of it is if you want immediate access to the money or soon access to the money, life insurance is a long-term investment. They usually have fairly high surrender charges in the early years. So if you want access in the next 5, 10, 15 years, it may not be available without a hit.
Yeah, so neither one of those is a really good option. Maybe go to work for yourself. Get some self-employment going, and you might be able to make some taxes.
That has its own problem.
Of course it does, but it's just a suggestion. 877-PLANNER. More coming up. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education. Learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice. Get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning. Choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid Wellness 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event, Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Planner, our number, PLANNER. It's Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're here from Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust. Longtime friends of listeners and viewers right here all across the country. We'd love to hear from everybody. Whatever questions, comments, concerns you have, you can either email us at our website, wealthed.com, or give us a call, 877-PLANNER. Trying to get some trivia. We'll tell you what's coming up in the program tomorrow. Want to get a couple of folks on hold, though, taken care of before the top of the hour, which means we'll put Mark up next in Granite Bay, California. Hello, Mark.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
Well, along the same lines on the advisor fees. I have Roth and brokerage accounts, but I also have SEP IRAs.
Right.
And to me, I was wondering if it's one, can I just instruct them to deduct those fees from the SEP IRA, because that seems like that would be the best spot.
Simplified employee pension.
Right, but it's an IRA, so it's a tax deduction. So if you could figure out a way to use the IRA to pay for the fees of the other accounts, that's like getting a tax-free distribution of the IRA. That's pretty smart. You just have to ask the company. I don't think they're going to let you take it from the IRA. They would let you take it, probably they'll bill you and let you pay for it out of the other account, the personal account, but I don't think they're going to let you take it out of the IRA, the SEP IRA, to pay for the Roth or the personal money.
Okay.
I mean, the whole idea that you're trying to get to, which is I love the idea, is to use my IRA in a manner that allows me to pay expenses that I would normally pay out of my pocket, that I would obviously pay with after-tax money, and this giving me a way to pay for it with pre-tax money. And so what you could try to do is maybe say, okay, I've got, you're charging me 1% on the two accounts, they're about equal size, charge me 2% on one and nothing on the other. you just have to ask them how they're going to handle that. I don't think they're going to let you take it directly from the SEP to pay for the fees on the other accounts.
Okay, because that's saying, that's 1%, and then they basically charge me, basically a quarter on each one.
You can try to work the angles, but I don't. Taking a distribution to pay for the fees on another account, they'll probably code that as a distribution. Taking the fees to pay for the fees on that account is not a distribution. That's just paying for the fees created within that account. So you can ask them, but I don't think they're going to let you take it out of the SEP.
Okay.
Yeah, but ask them anyway, and
the worst case scenario, they say no.
Yeah, I'd love to know myself.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to let him because it makes a tax-free distribution, and that's against their morals.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mark, for the call. It's an interesting idea, though.
They will let you, they will bill you for fees. They will bill you personally, and if you don't pay the fees personally, like the $35, $25, whatever it is, annual, you know, IRA fee, if your IRA, if you don't pay it, they'll just take it out of the IRA. So they, in many cases, will give you the chance to pay, but that's you paying personally for the IRA versus the IRA paying for you personally, or you for the Roth. It's a different game because you're taking money out of the Roth for some, or the IRA, the SEP IRA, for something other than the fees of the SEP IRA, and they're gonna look at that as a distribution.
Now how is this different from the Roth question that we had though earlier? I mean, is the idea is pretty much the same, isn't it?
Yes and no. He was trying to get money left in the Roth.
Yes.
And so he was
trying not to pay it out of the Roth IRA.
Wait, but if the $35 fee, $20 fee, the annual IRA fee, they will bill me for that IRA fee, that Roth IRA fee, and I have the option of paying that fee out of my pocket and leaving more money in the Roth IRA. What he was trying to do was get the money reimbursed. Now, whether they can bill a different account for it, I don't think they can bill a different account for it. The only thing they do is try to equalize the billing a little bit.
Yeah.
But what they're trying to do is get the worst tax treatment account
and then
to pay for a fee
for
that's
it.
Tax-free.
Right, yeah, which is...
I love the idea.
I like it, too.
It's not going to work.
Maybe I hadn't thought of it before, but that's very cool. Okay, 877-PLANNER. Let's see. Oh, yes. Coming up on this program tomorrow. Now, I had said that today we were going to be talking about Roth conversions. What do we spend, about 30 seconds on Roth conversions today, Professor Plum?
Maybe 32.
Okay, 30, 32 seconds, something like that. There are more things to say about Roth conversions, and we're going to have to put that off to another day. So if you were sitting there with your notepad in hand, your pencil, your number two pencil all sharpened, ready to take notes on Roth conversions, we did not get to that really today at all. Had a lot of things to talk about, so we will try to get to that in a later show. Now, the idea tomorrow, coming up on this program, is to talk about distribution methods and the 4% rule. Now, what do we mean by this? Professor Plum, when we talk about distribution methods, you can be pretty well sure that we're going to be talking about some kind of a buckets strategy, because that is a strategy for the distribution phase of your retirement. Now, one of the 4%, we talk about 4% rule. It's not a rule. It's sort of a possible guideline, and lately it's sort of been under,
the microscope?
A little bit, yeah. There have been some criticisms of it saying that if you employ a 4% rate of withdrawal, given today's interest rates, you're probably going to run out of money a little bit more quickly. Now, that could be true, but on the other hand, if it's true, it's probably true that you're using the wrong distribution method.
True. I mean, there are problems with everything. And there are benefits to everything. And so you have to look at whether the problem is larger than the benefit or vice versa and make a choice. And when it comes to retirement, the problems that certain distribution methods have is they could let you run out of money. That's a big problem. And I don't like that problem.
No, I don't like that problem either. I mean, it would be, you know, if you have a, you know, you got a big fire sitting there. And you want to put the fire out using some kind of external method. You say, well, external methods don't work because every time I throw gasoline on this fire, it just makes it worse.
But if I threw dynamite in, mm-hmm. I may be able to blow the whole thing out. I'm thinking of Red Adair back in the movie with John, you know, John Wayne movie.
Oh, the oil well fire guy. Yeah. No, I'm thinking in terms of, you know, maybe you shouldn't use gasoline. Maybe water would work better. It's not that the method is wrong. You should be using an external method to put this fire out. But, hey, you're just using the wrong thing. So don't criticize the method. Criticize what you're using. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll work on it tomorrow.
We're going to work on that tomorrow. But that's pretty good for the end of the day. All right, I didn't get to the trivia for today either. We just had kind of a busy show and talked about the – I know. We're not going to do it. The length of existing treasury debt. It's pretty short. We could have fit that in our bond discussion earlier. We didn't. Anyway, we will put that off for another day. We're out of time for today. If you need the brain trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Rick Plum, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, the brain trust, of course, all across the country at their off-air number. 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. You heard or saw something on this program. You need some more information on it, or you just want a bucket strategy. 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.